I want to say first that our testimony tonight is an offering to the Lord for his grace and mercy to us. We are not speakers. We are background people, but we are going to testify to God's grace. Even so. I was born a fourth generation Adventist. I often wondered when I was a little girl how I was so lucky to have been born into the only true church. When I was a little girl, I was taught a song in Sabbath school, the B-I-B-L-E. Yes, that's the book for me. I stand alone on the Word of God, the B-I-B-L-E. Later in life, when I became aware that the investigative judgment had issues, I studied the book of Hebrews thoroughly and found that this doctrine was absolutely unbiblical. I watched closely to see what the church that taught me the B-I-B-L-E song would do to the man who brought this issue to the church. And you guys all know what happened. Studying the history of the church, I found that other pastors, men in the church in the early days, had brought the same issue to the church. And in every case, the church did not choose to stand alone on the Word of God, but chose Mrs. White and her authority over the Bible. I also did some research on Canwright, who I was taught in every Bible class I think I went to, that he died an apostate, moaning that he was lost. Well, he became a Baptist minister and remained one until his death. So, sorry, but absolute lies about Dudley Canwright. The Bible in Titus and Timothy says to make sure we have sound or healthy doctrine. I believe that we are not to stay in churches that are spiritually sick. How odd that as I have studied and found out most of what I truly believe contradicts God's word, I am considered by the church that taught me the B-I-B-L-E song to be an apostate, to be one of Satan's last deceptions. Mark Martin addressed many issues that I had originally written down in my little testimony. He addressed many of those issues last night, so I won't repeat those. But my life has changed so much because, as David wrote, God has put a new song in my mouth. One of my old songs that I will tell you about was living my life under the investigative judgment. I believe Mrs. White to be a true prophet. I believed totally. I tried every day to do what she said to pass the investigative judgment. I tried to overcome my sins each day. I couldn't do it, so I had to start over the next day. And it was a terrible burden. It was a terrible burden. And because I knew I wasn't going to pass the investigative judgment, I became terrified of Christ's second coming. I knew I was lost. I knew I would be lost. I didn't want to see him come because I knew I wasn't going to make it. Well, my new song now is one of inexpressible joy, assurance, experiencing new birth, which I didn't even know what that was as an Adventist. I really didn't. And being able to watch as the Holy Spirit has done the most amazing things in our lives. Now, my husband, Woody.
Okay, I have to read mine. Okay. I came to... This one works. I came to last year's FAF weekend with three big bags over my shoulder that I had been carrying all my life. One was full of sin, one was full of guilt, and one was full of puzzle pieces that I had collected about the gospel. I had been taught that the key to completing this puzzle was to perfectly keep the law. During Dale's talk, that was last year, Sunday morning, I heard Galatians 3:23-25. How the law was put in charge to lead us to Christ, and that now that faith had come, we are no longer under the supervision of the law. I realized for the first time that I had collected lots of puzzle pieces that were from a different gospel that was really no gospel at all. Galatians 1, 6, and 7. When I threw away these false gospel pieces, the puzzle came together, and in front of me I saw a beautiful picture of Jesus and his sacrifice on the cross. With three words, "It is finished," I realized to my amazement that he had already done for me what I had been struggling to do for myself. I no longer had to earn my salvation. There is now no condemnation for those who are in Christ Jesus, because through Christ Jesus the law of the Spirit of life set me free from the law of sin and death. For what the law was powerless to do, in that it was weakened by the sinful nature, God did by sending his own Son in the likeness of sinful man to be a sin offering. Romans 8, 1-3. This new belief led me to be rebaptized into the body of Christ 2 weeks ago. 28 years ago, I sat in the congregation of a SDA church in Glendale, Arizona. One of the pastors stood in front of us and asked, "How many of us knew that we were saved?" This question shocked me. I didn't really know. Soon after he disappeared from the church, I didn't know where he went. I want you to know how sovereign God is when I tell you that he is the very same former Adventist pastor who was our speaker last night, Mark Martin.